It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Oh, we're not afraid here in Declare Your Independence. I'm here, Ernest Hancock and Kara Kwiatkowski, but we have many reasons to be relatively concerned. Do we not, Kara?
That is true. I wanted to pick up on what we were talking about. Bottom line is, my dentist asked me what I thought about what happened at the Pentagon that day in 9/11. And I said, well, you know, I didn't see any evidence of what the government story was. Well, anyway, and I didn't know how he was going to react to that, and it turned out he already said, yeah. He said, absolutely no way that's what happened. we didn't talk about what did happen because we don't know, and I certainly have no idea. But we can kind of rule out some things that don't seem to have happened, even though we're being told that they did. But, you know, again, I'm open to, you know, if the government has any evidence that they could change my mind with, you know, I'm open to seeing it. But they haven't provided anything. You know, it's kind of typical on how they have behaved after. Well, it's basically they behave just like a criminal behaves when they do something bad. They hide the evidence.
Yeah. Know, well, who's going to hold
they're
these
not real forthcoming?
Who's going to hold these people accountable? Of course, you have a you'll get a Nuremberg trial thing going on, and you'll say war crimes and all. Oh, that's right. Bush they passed a law saying they can't be held for war crimes right before they go out.
Yeah, well, you know, in some ways, we're not going to get human justice in some ways for a lot of the criminals in our government. It's just not going to happen. But I think in our lifetimes, and this may sound strange and radical, but I think this government that we have, this one-party system that we have of corrupt, basically fascists, in my view, they may be soft fascists, but they're fascists. They believe that the government should direct all our paths, and I think that there's something else that ought to be directing our paths. So, you know, I think the government's going to fail. It's going to go bankrupt. It's going to collapse. Maybe some of these nullification and secession movements will have some, will gain some toeholds. But you know, that's where the justice will be. To think that we're going to hold, you know, George Bush responsible, no. You know, maybe he'll get bit by a rattlesnake someday. You know, that's all we can say because, you know, when he's out cutting brush or something. Because, you know, we are not going to be able to hold them legally responsible. In fact, I hate to say this, but, you know, down in Rwanda, you know, the Rwanda, the Hutu and the Tutsi, and they had the terrible, terrible events, and they've had them before, but in 94 they had the last big slaughter of one group of people by another group of people. Well, they're still trying those people under UN courts. They're still, you know, holding some people in jail pending a trial. 94, how long is that? So, you know, it's not worth waiting around for that. I think we should just take their government down, and in a nice way, through nullification, through
love, with the love. We gotta use love.
With love. You know, that's the only thing that's gonna work anyway.
If you're taking them down with animosity and hate and violence and all, then you got guys in charge that, you know,
In fact, you know what, you just hit the nail on the head. That is why the freedom movements, the Tea Party movements, Oath Keepers, you name it, that's why they're being painted as hate-filled organizations. Because if those organizations hate, the government can hate back in a government-state way, and they'll put them down. But if those organizations are peaceful, which they are, I would say 99% of these freedom movements are, you know, they're
going to push the button on Karen. We'll talk about more when we come back here and declare your independence. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, they want us to be violent so they can react with violence. Put a daisy in a gun barrel.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here each and every day in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, where you get all kinds of goodies. You know what? And I rip off Lou Rockwell all the time, especially when Karen has something to say. So Karen Kwiatkowski on the line with us. You know, the one thing I did want to, before we run out of time, because I know you're nice enough to give us to the bottom of the hour, I wanted to make sure that we discussed this anti-war peace movement, what the heck happened. And we were, just to preface this a little bit, give me a minute. I was in Crawford, Texas, when Cindy Sheehan was there opposing the war with www.warmonger.com, okay? He was down there having, whatever vacation, and they're doing all that. So for a week, I'm sleeping in the ditch covering, and I saw what was happening. What happened is they had MoveOn kind of got all the anti-war, everybody they could in the one place, and we'll run and give a little money and a little direction. We won't be on your board of directors, kind of what. And then they go to Cindy, and they said, you stop this immediate withdrawal, do this phase withdrawal kind of thing, and we're pulling support. She goes, bite me, I'm not doing that. I want immediate. And they go, okay, fine. So all of a sudden, she's demonized, all right? So yeah. I sat there, I watched it happen, and I go, I see what's going on there, having controlled opposition. Then, of course, Bush gets in again. They had the anti-war movement. Here it comes, rallying around Obama because he promises not to nuke China, okay? Mm-hmm. So they go, oh, peace movement. He gets elected, boom, it goes away. So yeah. I'm going, where the heck is it? So we have, like, spent a lot of time with Eric Garris comes on the show, Scott Horton, mm-hmm. Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Yeah. They've been anti-war since, you know, Kosovo. And I'm like, you know, this, who else is doing this? So we're doing whatever we can here, but even the libertarian, and I want to bring this up to the Libertarian Party. I don't know if you know. You know what? Do you know I'm running for national chair?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm doing what? Winning all the straw polls, doing all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I tell you what's going on. I'm, you know, my main opposition is Wayne Allen Root. War!
Oh, my God. I know, and he's like, he loves to go to war. I think you want to go to war, get over there.
I declared love on his war. We even got T-shirts. So yeah, go to ErnestHancock.org. You'll see the shirt. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, love on the war. Now, what's happened, though, is that I really challenged the LP going, look, you guys, because I've been a libertarian activist for a long time. I've run for national chair before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they know my spiel. And I tell you what the deal is. I'm going, there's factions. You got we're not as war as these guys are war, and we're kind of in less. And so I go, yeah, pox on all y'all. You know, those that have been opposed to whatever, you're the ones that allowed this to happen. I go, when we're coming in, if I do this, we come in, I get this. I mean, do we need a third war party? Seriously? So this, I can't believe that the Libertarian Party has not embraced, wrapped their arms and legs around the peace movement. What the heck is going on, Karen?
Well, you know, that confuses me as well. I mean, you would think that they are supposed to uphold these libertarian values, and then they entertain candidates like the one they had last time, and then Wayne Allen Root is vice president. I mean, come on. He's a declared warmonger. He has no sense whatsoever, and he doesn't have any principles. And yet he's supposed to be, like, running for, you know, in the party of principle. So apparently I don't know. I think if you follow the money, that's usually what it is. I mean, the same way with the peace movement, you know, MoveOn. They provide them resources, you know, just like all these George Bush did the faith-based initiative, and all these churches started taking tax dollars. Well, guess what? You start taking tax dollars from the government gets to tell you what to do.
I'll give you a little insight. This is what happened. I was in Reno, Nevada, at Reno State Convention. At that convention, Wayne Allen Root was successful in getting them to not endorse, to not have a Senate candidate from the Libertarian Party against Harry Reid. Why? Because we need to get rid of the scumbag Democrat, you know, and put in a scumbag Republican, okay?
Oh, my God.
A week later, He's on the stage with Sarah Palin, Joe the Plumber, and Dick Armey's, Tea Party Express in Searchlight, Nevada.
Yeah.
We went. I was in Pennsylvania and Tennessee. A bunch of the activists from here in Nevada went with over 100 signs. Love, not war. So they don't know what the heck's going on, and they cannot have any credibility whatsoever in taking a freedom approach from this current party administration because they have I don't even understand it. And from your position, there are a lot of people at Lou Rockwell's, a lot of people in the anti-war movement, there's a lot of hardcore libertarians that have left. Mm-hmm. You know, Bumper Hornberger and I spoke together with Judge Napolitano and Liberty Forum, and I'm telling you, there is an army of libertarians far greater than are outside the party than are inside.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it could be that when it comes to really living free and having freedom and a free society, that political parties themselves might be an antithema to that. Because certainly the Libertarian Party is not the leader, and it doesn't even follow the right principles. When they're obviously, like you said, a lot of great movements out there that they could be supporting and generating support from, but they're not doing that. Why aren't they doing that? Well, they're looking to the Republicans, maybe. They're looking to Cato for spinoffs. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't have faith in the party, and I wouldn't wait on the party. We don't have to wait on the party. I tell you, I wanted to mention this one thing. Today's lead article at Lou Rockwell is written by the head of the Mises Institute down in Brazil. They have a new Mises Institute Brazil. And the guy wrote an article, and it's about living as a sovereign individual. And it's not about parties and organizations or anything like that. It's really a powerful article, and I would encourage people to read that. And that's what you do. You go and do the right thing based on principles, based on what needs to be done. And really, there's a lot of people out there, a lot more than we think about doing that. So that's part of it.
I'll tell you what's going on, Karen. I'm running in St. Louis. There is going to be a decision made. You know, a lot of the people, in the party don't like, Rude and some of the other guys. Okay, Ernie, well, we'll support you. You know, join our team, and we're going, whoa, I'm not joining any team, okay? I'm running, and anybody that advocates for whatever I'm saying, obviously, they're same thing. It's all good. Let's go kick butt. Well, what happened is they're so worried, as scared as they are of Root just totally destroying the party, of being, any semblance of being libertarian, they're scared to crap of me coming in there and being really libertarian. They're going,
heck? Because a lot of libertarians, I would say the majority of libertarians that are in that party are unhappy with what they've done. They're looking for somebody who's principled, and you sound like the guy. I didn't even realize you were running. I definitely would support
No, I haven't made a big deal out of it. A lot of people inside the party, I'm going to all the conventions. I've been flying around every weekend. I'm going somewhere. Like, I'm going to Kansas and Indiana this weekend. And so the thing is, I'm going hardcore this time. I mean, I'm like, we're going to play. Because this is what's happening, Karen, I tell you. In St. Louis, there is going to be a decision made. Now, they're going to do all the Roberts rules of special, I need a, point of order, suspension of the rule crap. I mean, they always do that because that's all they know how to do. Well, what happens is I'm going, all right, fine, do it, whatever. I just want it to be obvious to everybody that in St. Louis, Missouri, at the Libertarian National Convention in 2010, they made a decision in convention, libertarians that showed up, either they joined the Levolution or they did not. Either way, I win. Take the party, I'll take the activist. Because they don't even know what the heck to do with an activist.
No,
they want to squash them and quash them and just do what we say. And you should be taking all this energy and doing what we want you to do. And I'm going, no, you unleash them.
Let them
go be libertarian. Be a resource to them. Serve them. Get the out of the way.
I agree. And if you think about, we were talking about that poll, the 80% of Americans don't trust federal government. That is a huge opportunity for a real libertarian party, if there was one right now, which right now it's kind of in hiatus, I guess. But that's a huge opportunity to get the message out. That's a huge opportunity to kind of preach the libertarian gospel. These are people that are looking for something different. 80%. And yet, what's the Libertarian Party doing? They're fighting about, stupid Wayne Allyn Root.
They're afraid.
Stupid, but his positions are not libertarian.
They're afraid of criticism. And you know what his big sell is? Yeah, but I'll get on Fox a lot. I go, yeah, that's what scares me.
That's right. And also he is not it's just crazy. When I think of libertarian, I don't think of the Libertarian Party. I think of the people working for freedom in this country, and they wear lots of different hats, and they're in lots of different places. You know, every state. I mean, think about now. I don't personally know too many people in Vermont, but they've got the there's an institute up there that studies secession up in Vermont. They're doing great work to prepare this country for a more freer future.
We need. We need just the thinking to start. Can we start some thinking? Because you know what? With thinking comes maybe a good rational decision instead of violence, and then you just kind of pick up pieces. Yeah. You know, that's what we're talking about. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Karen Kwiatkowski in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
It ain't so groovy when you're screaming in the night. Let me out of this cheap B movie. Headlong down the highway and you rush it. Headlong out of control. And you think you're so strong. But there ain't no stopping and you can't stop rocking. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Here we go. Here come. What's coming? I don't know, but it's going to be a lot of change. And Karen knows that. So we're getting ready for it here and Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, Karen Kwiatkowski, Air Force Colonel retired. And I'm telling you, Karen, I got 5 minutes and I want you to tell me what's going to happen. Give me all your clairvoyant. Here we go.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll tell you, on the good side, The freedom message is catching fire in this country. I don't know if you're seeing it and from the response in your leader, you know, from your readers and your listeners, but, people are not stupid. We like to think, oh, everybody's stupid, but they're not stupid. They have common sense. They can think rationally, and they don't trust Washington.
Yeah, okay? But the vote totals say they're stupid. Do we trust a government computer voting going in? The government said I did whatever. I mean, is that how we're going to be free? Are we going to vote ourselves free?
No, it's not going to happen that way. People are going to, and I'll tell you what they're doing already with this economy. People are figuring out their own ways on how to live, kind of under the radar. We're going more and more to cash economy, not necessarily because we want to. Some people can't get credit, so that's what they're, we're bartering more. People are looking at their incomes. They're thinking about the taxes they're going to pay, and they're saying, you know what, maybe we don't need to earn this much money. Maybe we need to earn less money. People make decisions that are rational for them, and when they do that, oftentimes that takes power away from central government. I tell you this. That's a positive thing. I think the freedom message is catching fire. The negative thing is the government, the federal government in particular, specifically, is on to it. They're afraid of the freedom message, and they're going to do everything they can to fight it, and you're already seeing it. You're seeing it with the way that they're reacting to the Tea Parties, which are not really, the Tea Parties are just about half old-time Republican. They're not totally a libertarian movement.
They're trying to take it away. I speak, probably double digits. I've spoken at tea parties. April 15th, I was in Las Vegas. I mean, this, I'm telling you, you'll see a crowd of 1,000 people, and it is probably at least 80%, 65, 70 years old in their lawn chairs, drove their RV. Yeah. And I'm telling you, these are the people we go, thank you for bringing this crowd. We got a DVD for them. But there are other people. As they start to see it's just more of the same warmed over garbage, they're starting to diminish. But who stays? Who are the ones that keep coming, passing out stuff? The Ron Paul libertarian revolution guys.
Because
and they're going,
freedom,
hello.
Because freedom sells. And this is what Ron Paul always says. He says, the idea is contagious. The idea has power. It's not like you really have to do much except just put that idea out there and let people run with it, because people, human beings, just like a lot of animals, I think, we love freedom. We love freedom. We don't want to be slaves.
I tell you this one thing. We're going to know this. They're going to know it. We've been almost a decade in Washington, D.C., Libertarian Party headquarters there, and I got 535 individuals from all over the states there representing the people, and they don't even know we're there. You know what? I get by 4th of July this year, if I'm elected LNC chair,
yep,
they're going to know we're there.
That sounds good. And I'll tell you what, it ought to be this. They either know we're there or we don't want to be in D.C.
Well, I don't want to be there anyway. We're leaving. No, that's my thing. I'm like, what the heck are we doing there anyway?
Well, this is what Cato, the Cato organization does a lot of good stuff about small government and some constitutional stuff. They're really good. But you know what? They're inside the Beltway. And in order to keep their contacts up, they have to be not too radical. They have to be just a little bit more free than
the guy next. No, they got problems. Cato's got problems. Right? Let me say this so everybody understands. Cato's got problems, okay? So I don't look to them for any kind of leadership on this thing. Okay. If they have something we can use, fine. But
They chose their problems. They laid down with dogs. When you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. And maybe we need to be thinking about the country, not about Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no, that's done. I don't even want Washington who? I mean, I don't even have any energy to focus on Obama. I mean, he's just like one of the railroad ties in a long line, looking down the railroad track. I mean, there's like 15 gazillion past him. So I'm like, I don't care. Right. You know, it's us. Mm-hmm. We got to change us. And that's why I'm so supportive of the work that you do, because you were are you starting to realize the impact that you had as a freedom loving woman that was willing to do what you did from where you did? Are you starting to see the point in history and why they want you to come and be part of like movies like Why We Fight? Just explain this stuff to people to understand what's really going on. Are you you'll strip away some modesty and go, yeah, okay, maybe I had some impact.
Yeah, well, maybe I had a little bit of impact. But, you know, I tell you what, there's a lot more work that has to be done. And the more I read about the peace movement, the people that were true libertarian-minded people of the 1920s and 30s of this country, there were some super great minds there, and they did a lot of good work, but they still weren't successful. So we have a lot of work left to do. We have a lot of work. But I think the ground has been prepared for us. And this poll, I'm so excited about this poll. 80% of Americans do not trust the federal government. We need to jump on that because they're right. Those people are correct. For some odd reason, the majority gets it.
No, they always did. They always did. I've been doing this long. They always did. Mainstream media, the media so last century, is getting replaced with us being the media. And guess what? In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. Hey, Karen, thanks for coming on and pushing the button. I love you.
Yep, same here. Thanks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's great to spend time with Karen Kwiatkowski. I'll tell you, you can see she's got it going on. This is a woman that shows more testosterone than most men I know. And it's just comes from a clear mind. You know, a lot of people don't understand, how is it that you can get people like this to inside the Pentagon? As you got Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney walking by you all the time, and she's in the office right next to the Office of Special Plans, because she was the intelligence desk of for North Africa, I think. It included some of the Middle East. She was getting all this information. She was reading it. She knew what the intelligence was. All the people there knew. How many of the other guys are out there going, no. Nobody has. Wow, what does it take? A lot of times throughout history, you'll find it's courageous women like this that have made all the difference. All the difference. And I tell you, another heroine in my life is my wife. A lot of people, that's one thing we should do. I'll try and get her to come. She doesn't like, being one of these times I'm just going to have her here and I'll lock myself out or something, and you know, so she has to do the radio. Because I get, every time I have her on, we talk, like we opened up our census packet and so on. People go, Neil, that's great. You should have Donna on more. The reason is that a lot of times when you have a freedom-oriented individual, a man coming out and doing, you know, blah, 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 you know, it's always their wives, I'm so scared, and they're not. But to have, they're saying, if you can demonstrate that you have a wife that is supportive of what you're doing, that understands it, that helps, that it can articulate it herself too, I mean, that's power. That is enormously influential to other women. And they're right. I'm going to try and get her. You know, like my kids have no interest. Nope, ain't doing it. Not coming on. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. but they live this. You know, they their entire life, they grew up knowing that, you know, things were wrong. And they helped. You know, the Hancock family, when you got four kids, man, they sit around bribing with pizza and movies, and we get a lot of envelope stuffing done. You know, but once they started hitting high school and coming of age, I just kind of let them go. They'll come around. You know, it's just, you let them go. You let them go because you know that life is going to bring them back. Going, okay, I get it. Oh, my son-in-law, I got him to agree to run for state legislature. That reminds me, I got to get all the goodies for him. And we'll get him on the ballot. You know, because he's got it going on. When my daughter brought him around, for us to meet him, he had claimed he's Republican, man. Oh, yeah, I'm businessman Republican just because I'm supposed to be, I guess. And my daughter's going, well, I wouldn't bring up politics. Why? Oh, my dad, you know, whatever. Okay, just, his name, whatever. So he Googled me, and he started studying and reading all the stuff, listening to the shows and all kinds of, he's like, oh, well, I can't see that I disagree with him on anything. And so he got a good dose, and we spend time together. We train together, run together, weightlift together for a long time, and do this. Except when he started doing this marathon running thing, man, you find yourself another running partner. You know, I tried. I didn't have the time. I mean, it's an enormous amount of time he devotes to that. He just did 14 miles this last Saturday. Yep, I don't even feel like I'm starting to get going until after mile three anyway. And, so I went to him run at P.F. Chang's marathon. He did a half marathon because he injured himself a little bit and messed up his training. But he wants to do marathons. He's going to San Diego. I'm going to, I got to do more than one. I got to do two marathons. So I can say, I run marathons. But these guys are driven. And they are inspired by what? You know, the philosophy, but oftentimes there's always a woman involved. If my wife was not supportive of what I do, I mean, and lots of work. I mean, she gets, whatever she wants, she gets, because I'm telling you, you know, like yesterday when we were going out to Arizona State University, we had a sign that we had done a stencil, you know, that had been traced out by Ed Vallejo. He came down and traced it out, kind of had this design, and he took the time, it's sitting there. We have to have it cut out. So my daughter, she's here. She helps me cut out the stencil. All right, cool. Then we got to have, you know, we need the black vinyl because it's a kind of a sign that goes red and white on black. We got to get the vinyl. So she gets that while I'm on the show. She goes and finds this. She gets the right kind of spray paint. She paints, gets all ready. Boom. I mean, it's still tacky wet as we're going to ASU holding it up just for the pictures. Where's the love? You know, and we have pictures, do a little speech, fine. Then I introduce MC for the group there at ASU Normal a little bit. We got Mark J. Victor, criminal defense attorney, did a great presentation, giving them what for. We got to get Mark on. That's the thing. I get Mark on the show because there's so much stuff going on. A lot of cases that you'll hear about when we take them on, and, yeah, we're going to go make an issue out of this. Well, they go to trial. And then they, you know, we'll render our decision when nobody's here. And we're still waiting on decisions on different things. He's the attorney for Pastor Anderson that got beat up, bloodied, bashed in right at the checkpoint because he refused to comply with what he considered illegal, unconstitutional requests. So he goes, nope. So they bash in. Dude, that was a big, bad black eye for Border Patrol. Well, it goes down. He's arguing against that, getting hammering on him. The judge dismissed the case with prejudice. Can't refile it. Done. You win. This is all messed up the way they did, whatever. Done. Government comes back and appeals the dismissal. So that's still going on. We have a bunch of drug cases, which is what he was talking about yesterday. People, officers just coming into your house. No complaint of it. We think we kind of sort of smelled it going into your house. No warrant. No, just smell. Is that, you know, I think somebody be a smoke Mary J. One at 1 o'clock in the morning, go into your house and arrest you. 16 months later, then you get the paperwork saying you've been charged. 16 months later. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, whatever. You know, 16 months later, here it comes. There, it's revenue. You know, we got, Robin Hood coming out with Russell Crowe, the guys that made Gladiator, they're doing a Robin Hood movie, kind of before Sherwood Forest there was. That'd be interesting. You know, Ridley Scott doing Gladiator, I use that cuts of that on the show a lot because, you know, it's all about the individual against the collective. So we got another big movie coming out, and I keep adding to all my movie show that I do on Libertarians Go to the Movies. So that'll be a good one. So we have a lot of opportunities for us to be able to share with different media, you know, radio, movies, television, video, you know, print, of course, graphics, you know, logos, campaigns, all this. And it's not being utilized to its full potential. I mean, I'm doing the best I can, but, you know, but there are a lot. This next generation men are getting it going on. And they are definitely a threat. Like the Reality Report, Gary Franchi from Restore the Republic, you know, the legacy of Aaron Russo in his movie America from Freedom to Fascism. Gary Franchi and a crew, they are actually doing great, great reporting using green screen technology and so on. We have all that capacity here. We're just, you know, it's just there's so much stuff to do that we just, you know, we'll get to it when it starts getting hot in the summer here and it, you know, like a blazing frying eggs on sidewalks and so on. We'll start bringing it into the workshop and we'll start focusing on that. But now we're out in the crowd. We got Barry Hess running for governor as a libertarian. I introduce him to the ASU students there because at 4:20, they're lighting up and screaming revolution. Maybe tomorrow. Because it's all about the peace, man, love. And Karen's right. Karen Kwiatkowski, she's, you know, this is not going to be a voting thing. It's going to be an economic, they have the capacity to, you know, batoning on the head thing. You know, it's going to be people just, no, we're going to take some lumps. Yep, there's going to be people going to jail. I've done my jail time. You know, I've been out there, you know, holding sign. You got to put that. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. No, I don't. Ouch, quit it. But convicted? Never convicted. It's never even gone to trial. Every time I get arrested, they always drop it. They just want you not there then. You know, and sooner or later, you know, they're going to start, you know, charging. Then we go to trial. But because, I have Michael Kilsky, he's the state chair of the Libertarian Party and an attorney here, and a Uber computer geek webmaster thing. He has a company with his wife. I mean, these guys, we got some skills. Got Mark J. Victor. I'm like, you know, a lot of the times we're prepared to be arrested. We're ready to go to, let's do it. Bring it on. They don't want to play. They just want to make a big spiel and show on TV. They got arrested thinking that we care. It was like, man, you don't have your activist stripes unless you got, you know, an arrest. You know, so I'm like, come on. What are they going to use? I mean, they've used the media so many times to try and demonize people that are just advocating for their freedom. But it's been done so much and documented so well by alternative media, it doesn't work anymore. It's not as effective. And who's their audience? Who the heck is giving them the time of day anyway? It's just a bunch of politicos in there, you know, watching each other. You know, they're, you know, who made points. And the people are like, you're confusing me with someone that gives a crap what you say. I don't care. So I see the future differently. But I tell you, you know, Karen and I, we've been libertarians for a long time, and we understand how this, you get into politics, and it's easy for them to get your eye off the ball. They want you to think that what's more important than freeing individual minds is what these scumbags in the media say and or think about you. That somehow their opinion is supposed to mean more to me than my own or my family's or my children or you know, just a public in general. I don't care. They, the worst thing is I get endorsed by, you know, like one of these papers or something. I'm like, no, I go to the editorial board and run for office. I'm running against, I ran against John McCain in 2004. I go up there and I'm like, you know, I don't blame John for all, you know, they asked me what I thought about him. And I go, you know, John, man, I looked at John, I go, you the man, you the freaking man. We're at war in these countries and the economy's doing blah, 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 blah. And you don't even have to answer to anything. They don't, you know, you're not even meeting with anybody. You're not going to constituents. You're not any of the forums. You're not, you hear it the first time at the editorial board. And they already started early voting. I go, you the freaking man. I turn to the editorial board and I go, you guys, you suck. And I know all these guys. I know reporters for over a decade and a half. I knew these guys. I'm going, look, I blame you. You are going to be held accountable. You are the ones that, you know, I don't care how much ink you buy by the barrel. You know, you're done. Mainstream media, media so last century. Because at that time, it was probably about 6 months later that we started Freedom's Phoenix. But we knew we were going to do that. We had the concept back in the mid-90s. Logo, the artwork, everything. All we were waiting on was enough broadband out there to transmit video. When video was able to hit the internet, I knew they were toast. Done. They think all the computer-generated graphics and F-16s and going explosions and shock and awe and everything, and that's important. Look at my intro. Woohoo! You know, I'm going, yeah, well, you know what? I trump you with this activist. You know what my opening is? Here's this activist getting the crap beat out of him with batons by officers. You know, they're shooting him in the chest with peppered, you know, grenades. Bam! Knocking him over and, you know, and people dying from their rubber bullets. And people being, you know, have a pepper spray emptied in their mouth. Video of this stuff day after day after day. And what? You're here to protect my rights? You know, what happens when I complain? Oh! And then you start having the next generation coming up. They understand this. They live it. You know, what about the love? Where's the love? Well, the next generation. So when you go to these different events, you'll see, a mixing of a lot of people that, you know, all different age brackets and demographics and gender and races and religions and so on. And those talking about freedom in its purest form, the libertarian version, they all have things in common. I've seen it with the Ron Paul Revolution of 08. It had nothing to do with anything other than a common goal of freedom. Tea Party's different. Tea Party has been trying to take that energy and bring it into the Republican Party. Well, who are the Republicans that go to this thing? They're a bunch of senior citizens who still want theirs. You know, they're going around pledging allegiance to the flag and singing the Star Spangled Banner and wearing American flag T-shirts and all this kind of stuff, and could not articulate to their grandkids what it means. They're no freaking clue. It's just us in charge. We don't like him. You know, I'm going, that's it? That's all you got? That's your main argument? Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. You know what I tell you? That's why a lot of times I don't take callers. I want to get a message out. We have these great guests. They're going to say their bit. We're going to talk about stuff that you did not know, and you want to bring up. Yeah, but what about? You know, I'm going. I go out. You want to call in? Now's the time. You want to call now? Go ahead. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Impress me. You know, give me something. You know, give me something I don't know. Give me something new. Give me something that's, we can talk about that's interesting that we would learn from. Come on. You got something new? Do you? You know, I'm so exasperated with this whole right paradigm that's going on, and you have no clue what's coming. Not a smidgen. Unless you go to freedomsphoenix.com or listen to the show. I do my best to try and inform you. We're done. This country, done. And whatever was some kind of a binding factor that we had some support of what? This freedom. I mean, what was the Declaration of Independence? That's why this show is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Not, you know, Constitutional Ernest Hancock or even Bill of Rights Hancock. Declare your independence. Because unless you are independent, you're going to be dependent. And you can't be independent if you're dependent. Are you ready to move off the reservation? Can you? Fortunately, Dr. Paul made it clear. He goes, look, man, I'm not for just cutting all the apron strings. I mean, we could, you know, stop the empire and bring home all the troops and close the bases and everything. We might be able to tide people over until we can get to an autonomous support of autonomy of the individual, the sovereignty of the individual. This whole thing was supposed to be about, you know, but it's a feeding frenzy now. Right now, we were talking to Charles Goyette and I yesterday afternoon about this very thing. You know, we are at the point that it is a feeding frenzy. You know, the carcass is almost done. I mean, when you got a big, giant whale carcass and you got all these sharks going and feeding off of it, you know, there's a lot to pick from here. We got time. It's all good. Until you're getting down to where there's nothing left, then what? Man, it's kind of hurried frenzy. I get the last bite. I want the last bite. Move over. I'm getting the last bite off of this carcass called the American people and our wallets. Oh, more to come.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, just, spreading the love and trying to be nice doing it. Because there's so much stuff going on. It's an overwhelming deluge of man. Are you serious? You go to freedomsphoenix.com and it's right there. You know, experimental X-37B robot space plane to launch Thursday. Now, and what does that remind me of? It reminds me of now they're into the show yesterday in the afternoon. I was going, what's this? They're giving speeding tickets from space. It's Scamra 2.0. They're using satellites to give speeding tickets. Oh, is it? Really? I mean, man, when does it stop? So I took the suggestion of Karen Kwiatkowski and I put up towards the top of the page, you'll see the sovereign individual. It's an article written by Helio Beltrão from Brazil. He got an award, a Freedom Award there. They're opening the Mises Institute in Brazil. And this is his acceptance speech there. And I'm looking forward to reading it because if she liked it, I know I would. But this is something we're going to have on next week, Butler Schaefer. Butler Schaefer is a law professor. He writes a lot for Lou Rockwell, too. And he's big on anarchy, man. I mean, that's his email. You know, anarchy. And his thing is, you know, we're better off without government. I mean, and seriously, I ask you, Ernie, well, you're just an anarchist. I'm like, compared to what? Compared to what we got now? Anarchy, none. Do I have an option of none versus what I got now? None. I'm not afraid. None is better than what we got now, the power of the man to do what they're doing to it, because I am not fearful of anyone else taking away my rights and doing all that kind of stuff other than my own government. They're there to defend it, and they're not doing it. So what's their credibility for existence? Where's their argument? What? So Butler Schaefer, he's a law professor and teaches law to lawyers and so on. And he's the mentor of Mark Victor. You know, that's how I knew about Butler. And, he's, older generation man. The boy, he knew Ayn Rand back in the day. I mean, he's the 50s and 60s. He's coming of age. He's seeing, how this transpired. I mean, the chronology of the freedom movement. You know, what's happened, how they do it. And what's different now? Communication. Mind-to-mind communication. I'm in your head right now. You listening? You got it? I'm in your head. And at a different level in talk radio, it's different than the visual kind of, it's word pictures. Either it's true or it's not. You like it, you don't, whatever. It's at a different level of your subconscious and your conscious that you're getting this information. Is it good, bad? I don't know. It's different, from a lot of other stuff. We point you to different things. I tell you what's what. You can sit there and watch it on television news, and you get, that's another thing. I was talking to some ASU students Saturday night. They were at a party, a fundraiser at Mark's house for Barry Hess running for Libertarian governor. And these guys, they're average. There was one guy from high school and three from college. And I said, they're talking about the drug war and so on. I said, one thing I think that they're worried about this marijuana thing, in addition to, they want to keep it illegal so they make all kinds of money along with the drug dealers, but is that it gives you a different perspective. So I've heard, okay? And you have, if you're looking at a telephone pole and you go, oh, you know what it does? It just gives you a different perspective. You take four steps over and you see, oh, there's a bunch of telephone poles. It you just see different. That's the threat, to change your perspective to where you're seeing all of the other bad things lined up. Well, they got a pill for that. It's a purple pill. It's a green pill. It's got a lot of warnings, but it's an approved pill to keep you. You're unhappy because your life's going to crap in the economy and everything. We got a pill for that. Take the pill. No, take the red pill. Wake up.